Welcome to the Lock Boss Show. I am your host, PJ Slauson. Now, this show is dedicated to all the lock bosses that want to learn and want to grow. But guess what? We also want you to win. And in order for you to do that, you need to join us every live YouTube giveaway. All you need to do is go over to YouTube, type in CLK Supplies, or use the hashtag LockBoss, or even better, in the show notes, just click on the link, it'll take you right there. Watch any of our current videos and you'll see exactly how you can join the fun for free, and together we will learn, grow, and win. Everybody, what is up? Welcome back to another hashtag LockBoss show and giveaway. I tell you what, with that countdown music, I'm over here on my end. I'm like, I feel like when that thing goes live, I need to have some sort of instrument or something going on. But appreciate all of you coming back for another week. And of course, here just a little bit, we're going to be announcing this week's five LockBoss winners. So we have a full show for you today, and as you can see in the thumbnail or description, we're going to be talking about gas prices and how they can and will affect really everyone in general, but in the service business specifically, and if you're a locksmith, most likely you have a van, right? And that costs gas. So we're going to get into that. We're going to have some fun. And I thank you all for being here. So let me go ahead and get the screen pulled up. All right. So I actually want to start it off a little differently, okay? Because we're going to be talking about, you know, gas prices and that sort of thing. You know, that can be stressful, right? It can be stressful. So I wanted to start off with a little meme, right? A little joke, kind of get us loosened up a little bit, right? And, you know, this is one, so a little quick story with it. So just about every morning, I send out a company-wide GM. And with the GM, and we do this in our internal chat system, kind of like Slack, right? And I most of the time include some sort of meme or like some weird picture of one of my dog or cat or something, right? Just for fun, just to have a little bit of fun. And this one got quite the reaction. I think yesterday. And I figured I'd share it with you guys. And maybe you've seen it. Okay, maybe you've seen it. But let me go ahead and show it to you. And I'll try not to laugh this entire time. Okay, here we go. Meme of the week. Here you go. Cooking up beans in the crock pot. How ridiculous is that? You know, the thing that really gets to me more than anything, right? I'm pretending it's clean. But the beans sticking through the holes, somehow it just gets me, and, you know, it's just not good. But it's a pretty funny meme, cooking up beans in the crock pot, you know. Oh my gosh, that's good. So have you seen that one before? I'd love to know. But yeah, that got pretty much throw up emojis back at me when I sent that yesterday. So, oh my gosh, you know, let's pretend the it's clean, right? Let's pretend it's clean. But all right, here we go. Post of the week. I actually have a couple of them for you here. All right. So first up is from Bradley. So Bradley, thanks for sending a picture in. So that's his LockBoss stuff that he won. Looks like a lab 3-in-1 universal pin kit, the Icon beanie, Big Bro. I don't know. It looks like that penny. I don't know if that penny mat was used or not beforehand. But yeah, good stuff though. Bradley, thank you for sending that in. Next up, we got a Tyler N sent in a picture he got for his toddler. I'm picky shirt. How cool and funny and punny really is that? That's pretty gosh darn good, Tyler. So man, I like it. I wish I would have had those for my kids when they were young. That's good. That is definitely LockBoss themed. Next up, We got Andrew N. sent in a picture. Looks like he has some padlocks, pack lock, Abyss, and his Lock Boss sticker. So it was a must. Looks like he put the Lock Boss sticker on his workbench, and it was a must that we share it with the world. Good stuff. So that's what we got going on there. And lastly, we have JD Locke sent in his winners, his picture of his winners. You can see that blue new Lock Boss sticker. Of course, you see the cylinder or the collar kit for the cylinders by Major. And looks like he's working with a Lab Super Wedge in the background. And off to the left, I see hints of a Flash or a Flash Mobile. Good stuff. Good stuff. And you know what? I apologize. I forgot to. I have a brand new Topo Chico sitting here. I haven't even touched yet. I need to. Cheers to all you out there drinking Topo Chico with us. Or with me, I guess. But all right. So that's what we got going on there. Let's see what we got going on next is comment of the week. Let's see it. All right. So I got to kind of lean in to read it because the screen's small. And it says, Pouncer Min said, I had a job yesterday for 3 rekeys on deadbolts and swapping 2 keyed entry knobs to passage knobs, and I charged $100. Now I struggled, not with the rekey, but the install. For some reason, I had issues lining up the screws to the housing and spent a lot of time there, and it made me look like a rookie. The customer was super nice at first, but ended up looking like a donkey, and it made me wonder if I should charge cheaper until I get more experience, then charge more. I don't want to look cheap, but I don't want to look expensive and inexperienced either. What should I do? I am pretty new and I had no issues rekeying. It just seems that like the easy part installing the lock and not cross-threading. Well, Pouncer Mints, hey, first of all, I want to say thank you for putting that question in, honestly. Humility to write that and to ask for help and advice on stuff like that. And I want to say that's absolutely awesome. And the fact that you're asking a question like that and you're being honest about like where you're at on that spectrum pretty much tells me you're going to make it. And that's really the best part. So, first of all, I would love any community members in the comments or chats, depending on if you're watching this live or not, go ahead and put your input on that, and definitely, be respectful and kind towards Pouncer for asking that question. But I think this happens to all of us, right? On our learning curve, as we learn, we're going to experience mistakes, right? And stuff that seems like it should be easy ends up not being easy. And that's just really part of it. That's part of the learning process. And it's to a lot of degrees, it's kind of unavoidable. Like a couple questions that go through my mind with that is were you supplying the locks? Did the customer supply the locks? A lot of times, the latches can be a problem, right? If like it has a mortise latch or a drive-in latch and you have a mortise latch that you're replacing it with, there's all sorts of little issues that can definitely add up time and cause frustration. It seems like you're trying to get those two little screw, the main 2 screws on there to clamp it down, and it was just being a pain. So I'd say if you can, before you go to a job and you have the hardware, go ahead and, practice on one of your doors or something really quick, try putting one on and making sure everything is good there or learning about the lock a little bit. But a lot of times it just takes time to, to get comfortable. And at the end of the day, when we start to feel a little pressure from the customer, I don't know about you, but it starts to make me kind of get a little more antsy. It's just human nature, right? We want our customers to be happy. And that's just kind of how it goes. So great question. Thank you again for asking it. And I'd love to hear all the community input on there as well. So, I think you're thinking about it right when it comes to the pricing. You just have to find that spot, and you have to realize that even a pro who is well experienced is going to struggle on a job from time to time. And that's, you know, and you shouldn't necessarily let that fix your pricing. I'm guessing you did a flat rate pricing from what it sounds. And so that's good, right? I'd say the problem there would be charging per hour for an experience. You know, that can kind of get a little dicey. But I'd love to hear everyone's feedback for Pouncer. So good stuff. All right. Moving on. So gas prices are up. Are you going broke? Now, remember, I started with the meme here, right? To get us a little excited, right? Because let's just face it, it's tough, right? I mean, everywhere you look right now, social media, news, I was talking about gas prices. And if you drive a service van as a locksmith, or just a vehicle in general that takes gas or diesel, well, it's a little stressful. It really is, right? And it definitely affects all of us. But today we're going to be kind of talking about the business side of it. And, you know, and like guys, let's be honest for a minute about this, okay? It's typically difficult to talk about raising gas prices or prices raising on anything in an economy and not want to like go like, hey, let's go political, right? Get it. All right. But I think, you know, especially in this setting and in general, I think it's really good to stay on the, what can I do? How can I deal with this? Right. Because in life with the gas prices, we can either choose to be proactive or reactive. And if you choose to be reactive, well, you're going to lose some money. Okay. That's just the way it is. So let's kind of dive into this a little bit. I'll kind of give you my perspective, a couple pointers. But what I'm most interested in is all of you who are watching right now to comment on your strategy and how you deal with that. Because the truth is, how we succeed is going to be together with the mixing of thoughts and ideas that all of us can learn together, right? That's the beauty of it. And that's the purpose here of the Lock Boss community, is for all of us to learn together. So I'm going to bring up a few points here. Let's kind of get the conversation started. And I absolutely love all the comments, all the feedback, and the kindness that goes with it. So first of all, let's talk about eating at your bottom line, right? So let's face it, when costs go up, you have less money, right? That's how it works. And so not kind of addressing this issue is going to, it's going to cost you money. On top of that, a lot of times, when we get these constant negative thought processes going, whether we're seeing it on social media, we're seeing it in the news, and, you know, kind of get that like, oh, right, kind of thing going on. Is what I've found is a lot of times I just need to talk to somebody about it, because by the time I can kind of get it out and talk about it for a few minutes, I'm like, okay, you know what? This is a manageable situation. I can do something about this. And I hope that this conversation might help do that with you. So I think the best way to kind of view it is to first really figure out, what does it actually cost you per mile, right? And so it's really easy to do is to take the price of gasoline and that you're paying at the pump right now, and you can divide it by how many miles you get a gallon, right? And that's going to kind of give you, and you can just use ballpark figures, and you can kind of figure what that is, because a lot of times, especially if you're in a rural area, you might have to travel quite a bit of distance, and you might be using flat fee trip charges. And by not really considering the distances that you're driving, well, that's, you know, going to be a problem, right? Because it's going to cost you, it could cost you a lot more to go a lot further. The other part is, the weird part to me is like something we don't talk enough about when it comes to trip charges is actually having to come back, right? So it might be 20 miles away, but if you drive there 20 miles, well, you're going to have to drive back a lot of times, right? And of course, hopefully you're going to a next job and doing that kind of thing. But I think it's just something to obviously keep in mind is that if it's 10 miles or 20 miles away, it's actually double that to get back. So you want to consider that. Next is to really look back at when you set your pricing. So we've talked about prices going up, right? We actually just did, a couple videos on that are live that you can watch if you haven't. Kind of talking about the fact that we live in a time of inflation right now. And we have to keep adjusting the prices to deal with that. And so I would say, look back when the last time you set your price for your trip charge was, and also look at the price of gas. Just go on the internet and do some couple searches. Maybe you know, right? I mean, it can be a large expense for a service business, so you might already know it. Look back to what that was and kind of use that as your baseline because you obviously thought it was fine then. And then compare it to what it is now and look at that difference. You can combine that into like what it costs you on a monthly basis. And then at that point, you can really start figuring out like, do I need to add on a surcharge or update that price? And I would highly recommend setting up some sort of a price structure right now. Okay. Right now, we don't know how much gas is going to go up or go down, right? None of us have that crystal ball, but we can be prepared. And so I would say that you want to, you should have some sort of a just basic table, right? It can be on the back of a napkin if you wish. And just to make sure that when gas hits a certain level, you've already done the math and you know how to adjust your trip charge pricing. And at the same time, really, you just have to be willing to communicate that with the customers. You know, something that I'm sure all of us realize, but as these gas price things happen, like UPS, FedEx, they put on surcharges. So immediately, all of us start paying more. And it's kind of a problem, right? So, but if we can communicate with our customers in a way that makes sense, and of course, be reasonable about it, once again, we always want to set up win-win type situation. So I hope that stuff is helpful at all. Maybe got some wheels spinning, maybe something you can kind of think about. I think what I really want to say more than anything is please just don't do nothing, right? I think the biggest mistake you can make is just decide out of fear, most likely, to just keep the price the same because you don't want your customers mad. And it's going to affect your bottom line, right? We don't want that. You know, small business is fragile, right? It's fragile. And we have to protect our businesses and our livelihoods. So please just don't do nothing. So that's what I have for you. I look forward to reading the chat and the comments after live here and hear what everyone has to say. So with that said, let's move on to the giveaway. All right. Move it up here. Let's announce this week's five winners. Now let's go over the rules here. Make sure we're all on the same page. So what to do if you win? You're going to want to email us your shipping info at sales@clksupplies.com or call us at 800-848-6989 and we'll send your gifts out soon. How to win? Comment on our videos with the hashtag LockBoss. Winners will be chosen from comments on the previous week's video. No purchase necessary. That's right. We love people who work with locks and keys. We think the profession, we think you are awesome. That's why we have named it LockBoss. And we really just want to hook you guys up. We want you to feel recognized for the awesome work that you do because, well, this world needs people working on locks and keys, and we're happy that you are doing the work. So with that being said, let's hop into this week's winners. And of course, make sure when you win that you send us pictures of it. We love to see it, okay? And we'll put it up on social and, on here. Sometimes I'll share them here, and then everyone can kind of see them together, and it's really fun. So thank you for doing that. All right, here we go. This week's winner number one is Flapjack McCoy. Flapjack McCoy, congratulations. Here we go. Winner number two this week is David Turner. David Turner, congratulations. Good stuff. Here we go. Winner number three this week is, hey, Sherelle, what's up? Hey, good stuff. Congratulations. Here we go. Winner number four is Dustin Nelson. Awesome. Dustin Nelson, congratulations. And last but not least, winner number five of this week's Lock Boss show and giveaway is Phil Hart. Phil Hart, congratulations. Good stuff. All right. Hey, you want to make sure, everybody, that this month we're doing our Kiss Me, I'm a Lock Boss shirt. Of course, this is more of a shirt to wear outside of the job, right? But or maybe depending on your client, they might think it's funny. But yeah, anyways, it's a fun, cool shirt. And you get one for free on any order over $345 this month. I tell you what, guys, I really, really honestly appreciate all of the support, all of the business that you give us here at CLK Supplies. We are grateful for you. So that's what I have this week, everybody. I hope you all have a wonderful evening. I'll catch you in the comments soon, and we'll see you same place, same time next week. Have a good one.